AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. The sun's shining. Folks are itching to get moving, but that's still a big problem in much of the East. Airlines canceled more flights today and are scrambling to reschedule passengers. Daniel Baker is the CEO of FlightAware.com.
Not only will it take probably 2 to 3 days to get back to a completely normal schedule at this point, but also airlines need to accommodate the tens, if not hundreds of thousands of people that had their travel plans disrupted.
Getting around major cities and suburbs continues to be difficult. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio says crews are working around the clock to restore services.
Things are not entirely normal today, but a lot of the city is operating well.
There are problems in other cities like Washington, D.C., where there are still mounds of snow that are melting as temperatures climb above freezing.
It's getting warmer during the day and freezing at night, so any wet surfaces can become icy. Walkways, sidewalks, and roadways.
And that's Mayor Muriel Bowser. Three California inmates, including a man suspected in a killing, cut through metal, crawled through plumbing tunnels, climbed a roof, and then rappelled down 4 stories to freedom using ropes made from bedsheets. And officials still don't know where they are.
We probably served upwards of 30 search warrants, and again, not necessarily all residential search warrants, but there's other avenues that we have search warrants. We have to have search warrants for that also. That's any types of communication devices, computers, phones, those types of things.
That's Lieutenant Dave Sawyer with the Orange County Sheriff's Office on the manhunt for those men. Europe's top police agency is issuing a stark warning about the Islamic State group. The Europol agency says extremists will keep attempting lethal attacks on soft targets in Europe as that group increasingly goes global. Hours before that report was issued, a new video was released by the militants celebrating the killers who carried out the November attacks in Paris. On Wall Street today, still a bit of a downturn. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down about 90. This is AP Radio News. The World Health Organization says the Zika virus, that's suspected of causing birth defects, is likely to spread to every country in the Americas where the mosquito that carries it can be found. That's everywhere except for Canada and continental Chile. The Supreme Court has decided a 50-year-old Louisiana case.
3 years ago, the Supreme Court struck down the concept of automatic life sentences with no chance of release for teenage killers. But it didn't answer the question of whether those already in prison were retroactively covered by that ruling. The court's new ruling makes it clear. Those serving life terms for murders they committed as teenagers must have a chance to ask for their freedom. The decision does not forbid judges from sentencing teenagers to a lifetime in prison, but the Supreme Court has previously said such sentences should be rare. Rita Foley, Washington.
And Super Bowl matchups are set. Carolina Panthers will be facing off against the Denver Broncos. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.